When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we loved giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hello, everyone.
We're drinking great. Why are they like... got weird things.
Branding on them.
In 2008, Jason was an artist without a canvas until he discovered his sculpture could restore coral reefs.
So cute.
Yeah, we fancied a Corona because it's like 85 degrees outside.
It's boiling and we walked, so we need the refreshing. You know, they say if you like are really dehydrated or you have like sunstroke and you don't have diarrhea, like they say, you have a beer. It has stuff in it. I'm not making it up. It's really good for like rehydrating. Doing
my mum always says that it's an alcohol cure, a hangover cure. Mm. Half a lager.
It's because it does stuff like rehydrate. Something in it.
Do we really think
guys?
It?
I'm telling the truth. Honestly, I'm a connoisseur at this stuff. Trust me.
I love beers. I just don't know where this has come from.
Like, I've always loved them. I stopped because I would drink. You'd have to drink so much of it to get as drunk. And then I'm really bloated. And I know I'm not a binge drinker. But if I'm out and everyone's drinking, everyone's so hammered with the rosé. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm drinking so much beer, but I'm still not as tiddled as you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it is full of gluten. Right, anyway, guys, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I think that's because last week you weren't feeling too great, so we...
But that wasn't last week.
Oh, my God.
Days have muddled into one. I don't know.
It's because you've been away and I haven't seen you in ages, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I was in Barcelona. I also feel like it's August. Like I think the heat's really thrown me off.
The heat has
And I'm getting, like, this bitch. You ever get it at the end of the summer where you're like, summer's over.
We're not even in July yet.
I've been getting that recently. I keep saying to Jamie, I'm like, it'll be like on a Tuesday. And I'm like, if someone invites us for dinner, I'm like, we have to go because summer's nearly over.
I know what you mean.
We need to make the most of it. No, we don't.
You don't want to look back and have any regrets on not going out for
dinner. I do really, really am regretting not going
out
for
dinner tonight.
I'm going to ask him, but he'll probably say no. He's really boring, let me tell you
Should we go? Can we all go?
Is Tapes here?
No.
Well, oh, the three of us? Yeah. Why don't you come to mine? We'll go look at the house. I'll be okay. We're
on a podcast. I've got a hair appointment. I'll come after my hair.
Starting what time am I at?
And then dinner. I'll only be like half an hour.
Lovely. All right then.
All right.
Guys, I've got exciting news today. I'm actually going to go look at a house for you. So ooh. Bring up.
And we've both been doing that, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, do you want to
I
show
haven't
yours?
Exchanged yet, so I can't get all crazy, crazy.
Oh, I thought you had it. Okay, we mustn't.
Got to wait for that to happen.
Okay, right.
Oh, I have a little story to tell you. Before
Are we going to go into that?
We've
first?
Got to kick off on this story just because it's really funny. Okay, right. So this is one of my really funny friends. You don't know her, no. She wants it to be anonymous. So basically, she went for her like smear or her pap smear, whatever. You know, you go every whatever. She went for
what,
that.
For SCD or?
No, just like you go for a smear test, don't you? Like
I don't know whether it's called a pap smear or a smear, whatever.
She's going for a normal smear. And by the time she had got there, she'd had this like one night stand or like had hooked up this guy a couple of times. Anyway,
uh-oh.
By the time she was there, she had somehow convinced herself in this whole appointment that she'd got an STI, which she wasn't worried about before. But when she was in this appointment, so she was asking the similar these questions, blah, blah, blah. She's like, can you just test me for every STI? And the woman was like, no, you need to go to the clinic like 5 minutes down the road. She was like, right, okay. So finished up having her smear, panics so much. So from the time that she's at her smear test to go driving to this clinic, she's convinced herself that she's got AIDS, right?
Oh God, this is a real thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Panics. parks in the disabled spot. She panics so much, runs up to the clinic door, is banging on the door, like, let me in. The lovely nurse comes out. They see her like quite quickly, and she's like panicking so much. She's like, who do I think I am parking in the disabled space? Like, I was panicking so much. She thought she was dying. Crazy. Anyway, this is quite funny because they sit her down and she's in this like stress, and they're like, right, okay, so what type of sex have you been having? And she goes, she's missionary, doggy, like in a family, like list of positions. They're like, no, like vaginal, anal, like oral. She's like, oh. She like then is like, yeah, okay, right, vaginal, whatever. And they're like, have you had sex with anyone from like a high risk country? She goes, yeah, Wales. Just this one Welsh guy. She's so freaked out.
What?
And she was like, they were honestly laughing at her, like, go home. So the way she was like, yeah, doggy, missionary.
I actually do think when I've had like test time, I've said the same
because
thing.
Because when you panic and they ask you a question, you just quickly
also,
say.
I like, that's what I would say. It wouldn't be like vaginal, oral.
I know,
anal.
Yeah. Who says, vaginal, strictly vaginal sex? Who says that?
I don't really understand.
Well, the question's like quite a weird question.
It's really vague. It should be like,
have you been doing vaginal sex or anal or oral? That's the question they should ask, not what type of sex have you been having? Oh, you know, a bit of doggy.
Reverse cowgirl. Yeah. All of them.
All the best ones. Also, high risk whales.
It's too much.
What on earth?
I think like, thinking you've got AIDS is a real like freak out thing for loads of people. Yeah. I know so many people who commit.
Especially if you have unprotected sex and you're suddenly like, oh my God, there actually might be something really wrong with me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think just like there's a massive, loads of people have health anxiety. So you intro to the emails.
Well, I've just given a story. You need to do something.
So it's just this mic. I never know where to put the phone.
Gosh, you're such a rookie at the podcast. What are you on about?
You're in a way more comfy seat than me.
I am. I've got my feet up.
Yeah, I never am. I can't do that. What do I do? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Anyway, we put a poll out on our social media basically saying whether you guys checked someone's social media before a date. And so many of you were like, I can't remember.
Well, most people said yes, but then there was a couple of people that were like,
you
no.
You wanted the mystery. Yeah. But we did. I do.
I obviously checked.
Anyway, we got an email from one of you guys and it's just so funny. So listen to this. I once dated a guy and things were going well until we added each other on Instagram. Intrigued to find out more about him, I checked who he is following, as this can give you a good idea of what, who they like, etc. Yeah. So agree. I was expecting to see some sports people, maybe some design accounts, food, etc. He followed in total around 400 people, of which I would say about 80% were bikini clad women Insta porn accounts with X-rated pics and videos.
Oh no.
They were barely any friends that he followed. Immediately I got the ick and was honest with him, and he said that he never looked at them pretty hard when it would be the majority of your feed.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear that he was using his Instagram as some kind of wank rank.
Oh my God, Vi.
So glad I checked and I never got over the ick and had to call it off.
That is disgusting. But thank God for social media in that respect, because then you didn't waste your time.
Don't you always see like there are certain like boys who like every single girl's photos? And I'm just like, give it a rest.
That is hilarious. And that has just saved you a world of drama.
I'm not going to lie, these bits do make you burp. Like,
they do, it's fizzy.
But like champagne.
Yes, if you drink loads of it. Beer is the worst.
Notorious. Champagne makes you pissed, I've realised. Mm. This is going down a treat, though.
Yeah, it is delicious.
It's like the most delicious thing I've ever drank.
I used to drink Corona all the time with my ex-boyfriend, Ollie Buck. I used to go out to the pub and just drink Corona.
Cool.
No, it was just like quite a childish, not childish, but we used to just like go to the pub and have like little snacks, like little bar snaps and have Corona. How sweet was that?
That is so sweet.
Like, sweet.
Bar snacks, what, like pork scratchings? I went. What was I with the other night? And someone gave me a pork scratching. I was like, no.
That is a blast from the past.
I know. It was like on the river.
God, that sounds quite lovely. Where was that?
It was by Sam's River Cafe, and they bought out some pork scratchings with some champagne. I actually turned it down because it kind of made me feel a bit sick at the time.
Oh, turned it down, did you?
Yeah, go on then. Do you want to?
Right, people have been writing in with rogue names they've been called in the bedroom. After one of our listeners told us about the Moo story. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's too good. Right, okay.
Okay, right.
Daddy's Good Little Princess. Vomit in my mouth.
Oh God, these are just atrocious.
Daddy's Good... Why good? Daddy's Little Princess is wrong enough, but Daddy's Good Little Princess.
No. My ex, when I was 18, asked me to call him Big Daddy... He was 5'7". We split up the next day. That is so savage.
Mummy.
Oh my God, daughter.
No, no.
What is going on?
Mummy's really upsetting. No. Imagine Toby being like this. No, yes, mummy. If Jamie went, yes, mummy, I would literally punch him. I'd punch him. My fist would punch him.
I don't know. I'm going to come, darling.
You boss? What? Are you fucking calling me a boss?
Guys, these are out of control.
I can't stop this. Are you gone forever?
There's a few mummies. There's loads of people that have written mummy. That this is weird.
Oh my God, mid-sex, someone said to her,
I'll never hurt you like your ex did.
She was like, what? Killer, that's just that. Princess.
No, the mummy thing's really upsetting me. Dirty Sorry. Little Slut seems to be quite a popular one. And Mama Bear. Sorry. Yeah, Mama Bear. Stop.
Oh my God, someone forgot it, tried to guess it and got it wrong.
Like, wait, did they were like,
yeah, go on, Janet. Yeah, Janet.
But oh my God,
said
no.
The name and she was like, no.
I feel like that happens.
Someone else called the Miss, which was obviously like a teacher fetish. People, no, way too many people are saying mummy.
Yeah,
like,
you boys need help.
Right, I can't. Mummy's beyond. That for me is the killer. Mummy's like,
my friend got called a dirty dog once whilst in doggy. Our GC, what's that group chat name, is now Four Dirty Dogs. That's quite funny.
Oh my God, not a name, but a guy, he had just met her and he whispered to her, let me put a baby in you.
Guys, boys, you need better chat for a start, and you need better chat in the bedroom.
You boys make me sick.
You really do. I wonder if girls do this. I just don't imagine. Girls are just too perfect.
Apparently girls are really loud in bed. Like, really theatrical. Vocal. We should actually do a thing and see if any of
what
our boy
girls
listeners...
Yeah, yeah, we need the boys to just talk to us about this.
Yeah, we need,
because
I'd be fascinated at that. Should we move on to our dilemmas?
Okay, right. Dilemma one. I have been friends with one of my best friends since school. We are now 25. She doesn't have many other friends after breaking up with her boyfriend last year. All her friends were his friends and their girlfriends. That happens quite a lot in friendship groups. After the breakup, I invited her out all the time to keep her busy and help her keep her mind off of the breakup. But she's since started latching onto my friends / wanting to come to do everything I do. And while I haven't minded because I feel she needed it, but it's now getting really annoying and I'm starting to not enjoy her company anymore. I feel so bad even writing this message, but wanted to know if you thought this was normal or if you've ever been through this. I can, you know, I haven't been through this, but I can so relate. As in, I can imagine it happening. Can you?
I don't think you can be annoyed at her for it though. Like, what can you do? Like, can you stop being friends with my friends? I would annoy me too.
It would annoy me. Like, fair enough, come if you're invited, but don't, like, clamber into the friendship.
Anyone who latches is just a bit of a latch, right?
Or leech. What's it called? Like a sucker. Like a leech.
Like, they just... But equally, like, she's just been broken up with, then we, like, what if...
But I will
On the
say,
other foot, if she was writing in being like, what should I do? I don't have many friends. We'd be like, well, just put yourself out there, so...
What I will say is the mistake that a lot of people make, girls and boys. When they're in relationships, they alienate themselves and they just latch onto that friendship group and they don't keep their own friends, which is such a mistake.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like, why would you remove yourself from all of your friendship group and then just hang out with your boyfriend? And then, oh yeah, when you do break up, your friends are kind of like, well, you didn't make an effort with us. You just stayed with your boyfriend.
I find it so weird when people make friends with just their boyfriend's friends.
I know,
like, I find it so weird. I also find it very strange when people just drop friends and make new friends really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, really quickly. Like, so do I.
They're like rabbits, or what would you call them? But I don't think that's, like, fair enough. That just might be the way some people are bred.
Yeah, some people socialise differently. So, you know, I totally feel you. And you know what? I think if you're not doing it, if she hasn't been invited, she hasn't been invited. Like... she doesn't have to know you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she can't flipping message you every time you're out. She messages, like, what are you doing today? What are you doing today? Like, oh, just seeing the girls. Should we do something tomorrow?
She's got to get the hit. She can't be latching on.
Yeah,
to
you
this
can't
whole
be
time.
Latching on, and you can't to see too much of somebody can be annoying. If you're not enjoying her company anymore, that's going to lead to an unhealthy relationship. So you've got to just be.
I also just relief. Think like that would annoy me.
Would annoy me.
But then I kind of feel bad for the girl because I'm like, poor girl doesn't... like, she's just been broken up with and got no pals.
Yeah, but, like, she does, but she
like,
can't...
Like, are we being a bitch?
No, you can't latch on that much, though. That's just... That's, like, unfair.
You've got to just take the hint. You've got to just be... Be wanted. Like, she's put herself out that she's making friends. Now, like, draw back a bit and let them want you a bit more.
Don't, like, force it and be so, like, needy.
Do you know what? As a friend, though, I probably would just let her latch. I actually would. It would annoy me, too, but I'd swallow my pride and just let her latch. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah, but, like, that's, like... That's... Okay, right, that means everything that you do with Bella and Chrissy and whatever, I have to be there. And everything you do with Jamie's girlfriends, I have to be there.
No. But if
you know what I mean?
Call them...
No.
No, but would...
That's what it's sort of like everything they do, she's got to be there.
God, it would just be so annoying.
No, you can't do that. That, you know, sometimes you can't be so dependent on someone. No, exactly.
But what's she meant to do? Just say, piss
off? No, I think you just sort of accept, like, that she is just a latchy, needy person, and, like, hopefully she'll get the hint at some point. When she's invited, she's invited. When she's not, she's not.
But I'm just thinking, what's she meant to do to her friend? Be like, bitch, please, can you take a step
No,
back?
I think just like, understand that it's okay to be annoyed and be like, you know what? Like, I don't actually have to invite you to everything.
Just don't feel the need
to do it.
You're not
that
responsible
will make
for her.
You, exactly, because that will make you, like, almost, not maybe resent her, and then your relationship won't be as good,
you
which
will,
you don't
just
want.
Just find her so annoying.
Yeah, you need the quality time, not the quantity.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Dilemma 2. I have a best friend's wedding dilemma. Okay. My best friend has booked her wedding day, 6th of June 2024. This is kind of a giveaway of who it might be. Oops. However, me and my boyfriend for the last 2 years have been saying we want to travel to South America for 9 months, and 2024 is the year that best suits us to go. No, I'm afraid you have to go to your friend's wedding. However, I know I'm going to be asked to be the bridesmaid, and I'm her only friend bridesmaid, and I just don't know how to break the news to her that I might not be there. No, I'm sorry.
No, you have to go to the wedding.
You have to go to the wedding. I briefly mentioned it to her not so long ago. She's not even booked South America. I briefly mentioned it to her not so long ago, and her reaction was, well, you best be at my wedding. I freaked out and changed the subject. Please, 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 how do I break this to her? No, we're breaking it to you. You've got to go to the wedding.
You have to go.
I don't want to hurt her, and obviously I'd love to be there, but I've been speaking about these travel plans for a while now, so I'm not sure if it'll come to a shock as her. Come as a shock to her or not. If you've not, firstly, it doesn't sound like you booked it. It sounds like you're just planning that 2024 is your year. Plan around it. Like that's your best friend.
Fair enough. You know what? If you were a guest and you were like, and you weren't that close, a whole different story. But if you're best friends and you're a bridesmaid.
Yeah. I get traveling is really important. I get that's amazing. You want to travel in South America. It's like, you know, and I'm sure that you've saved up and planned it all properly. But that's your best friend. Like, she's only going to get married once. You should actually really kind of want to be there for that.
You got to make that work, I think.
Worth making it work around that wedding.
I agree.
She's given you the date as well. Like, she's literally given you the 6th of June. So just make sure you're back for that day. And, you know, then maybe you could, like, do a different route. Like, when I went traveling, I was meant to do Brazil and South America. And we ended up flying to Miami. Like, plans change.
Yeah, it changes along the way.
Dilemma 3, over to you, Hans.
Dilemma 3. Me and my ex broke up nearly 2 months ago. I'm dealing quite well with the breakup. However, I've come to the realisation that when I'm single, I'm great. But when I get into relationships, my mindset changes. I'm all about making the other person happy, to the point where, regrettably, in my last relationship, I was putting in 150% when he was not giving the bare minimum. Do you have any advice for when I start dating again to keep my happiness as a priority, as well as my partner's? Okay, I think it's really good that you've realised that and recognised it, and you just have to keep reminding yourself of that, like, self-love, like, put yourself first above anything else.
I think that's exactly it. I think the fact you recognise it, it's
the
just,
hardest,
it's like,
best part.
Yeah, exactly. You recognise it and be really conscious of it, mm-hmm. be really mindful and be really aware, and just catch yourself doing it. And like, nothing's ever, everything's a progress. So like, just that 1% change will help you.
Yeah.
Right, Melissa, could you want to tell us about your Mykonos trip? Because I'm bloody jealous.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. I'm going on Friday. I can't flipping wait.
For a whole week. I always feel like Mykonos to me is like a 5-day thing. So like, it's so fun that you're going for a week.
We'll be doing 6 nights.
Old stint. 7 days is so stunning. So what are your plans? Melissa's just going to get apt. What are you going to drink? Talk me through the
alcohol
situation.
I don't know, but
I feel
like it will obviously start at lunchtime. Do you know what I mean? By the pool drinks.
Yeah, obviously.
Lovely stuff. I don't know. Maybe a Corona, maybe some champagne, maybe some
Not champagne
Aperol.
At lunchtime. Aperol's gore. Maybe I did not think you liked Aperol.
You know what? I can have a glass of it as long as it's got enough
Prosecco
and soda water. If it's too Aperol, it's a bit too bitter to me.
Yeah.
It just depends on who's made it.
Yeah.
How much I like it. But
Paloma's quite a good one in Mykonos.
You love a Paloma. Okay, right, I'm going to give one a go.
Oh, they'll do like really lovely cocktails.
Oh my God. I honestly
You could live with Picantes. You're saying it so
yeah. Yeah. God, for telling everyone where I go.
Yeah, maybe you don't say that.
Oopsie. Yeah, just non-stop eating and drinking, swimming, sunbathing.
Are you doing like a boat day or anything?
No, I was thinking maybe we need to do that.
Maybe just plan that when you're there.
Yeah.
There's so many fun beach bars and so many fun restaurants. I don't even think you'll get. It's not. You'll just want to stay there for that. There's actually you'll probably end up like getting really. There's like proper nights out on a beach bars like ton.
I know. I think we'll do a couple like boozy days.
Yeah,
which I can imagine us doing. I'm honestly so excited.
Is Toby so the same level mind thinking of you on holidays? Do you think like you're the same vibe?
Yeah,
because Jamie and like would not go boozing with me on a holiday.
Oh no, he was like, we'll do it at least one day of like something of like getting like we wanted to do Scorpios, is that how you say it? But it was
so
fully booked.
Namos.
So we've done another one. I think it might be that one that we booked.
So far.
Because we couldn't get into Scorpios. But we booked like a couple of dinners and some of them you have to like prepay, which is quite nice because we did that like weeks ago. It feels like now we're having free dinners.
I'm very excited. We can't wait to hear the gossip back. You nervous about like pooping or what you're going to do about that?
No.
No, you've spent
that bridge at the point when you sort of spend like a weekend together in each other's
houses. Is there anything you're nervous about? Anything? No. You're still at the stage though where you're buying like sexy new bikinis and wanting to look really sexy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. I would do that anyway.
Me and Jamie, I don't. I'm like, oh, whatever.
It's just
whatever.
Like buying new clothes. I would do that anyway.
What about like underwear? Are you going to bring any like sexy underwear?
No, you know me. I just wear like, lovely cotton brief thong. Brief thong? No, lovely cotton
don't
thong.
Know, but I've got, like,
give me the organic cotton and then no bra, which is going to change. We're going to start wearing bras.
Yeah, it's being a little bit more tacky boobs.
No.
Bride by Zilla.
Yeah.
I haven't got any update on it. I've been really slacked. Like, I booked the venue and I was like, oh, watch my hands.
I feel like something's happened.
Literally booked
bridesmaid dresses. You've kind of picked them, sort of.
Oh, yeah. So we're going with a really wonderful lady called Indy. And she is from a brand called Maids to Measure. And
what a lovely name.
I know. It's so nice. And it's like by Walton Street and we're going with them and we've set the bridesmaid date in.
That's
all of
done.
Us girls. Yeah. We're going to go try on all the bridesmaid dresses and it's actually a lovely brand if you want like a wedding guest outfit.
Yeah,
A pink wedding guest outfit from there for wedding in August.
I would say it's kind of like ghost/reformation vibes. Like it's really
reformation.
Cool.
It's so lovely.
Really lovely.
So I'm really
also,
excited.
Also, there's some semi, like the feeders are going out there for the hen.
Well, I don't know this. The girls, bridesmaids are apparently all talk.
Well, no, there's just some feeders. Like there's just some ideas being thrown around.
I'm nervous.
You're not allowed to know a thing. How exciting.
Oh, I just got back from Barcelona. It was the funnest hen do.
Oh God, yeah, another hen.
Like it actually was. Obviously Tiff's was so fun too, but it was like literally the funnest time ever.
Oh,
it was done.
And also Jamie's with you, quite sweet that you had
so fun. So Jamie's best friend Georgie LaRue, who owns Gigi and Olive, a really amazing gifting. But it's sort of like a gifting net-a-porter for gifting, I would say. So like any gifts, like you should look for your mum there to gift or
well,
like
we did
any
we
present.
Did our Christmas hampers from there, didn't we?
Christmas hampers, any sort of hampers, but very bridal as well. She owns that brand, and obviously she's getting married. It was her hen, but it was done so well. It was almost like a wedding.
Oh.
Her hen, like, as in there was like the menu was all printed out.
Oh,
it was so beautiful. We got gift. She got us all these beautiful, like, personalized pajamas with embroidery, all of our names.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
Just heaven. It was so lovely. Oh. Went to Barcelona, had a boat day. It was.
It
so
did look
wrong.
Really, like, actually quite wholesome in a way.
Really wholesome, yeah. But, like, Barcelona was the hottest thing in the entire world.
Oh, was
like,
it too hot?
No, it was so fun because we all just drank loads of rosé and I drank so many Aperols. But I've never felt heat like it. I was like...
Oh, God.
And Jamie was so hot because all of us girls, like, wanted the shade to preserve our skin. Yeah. So he just got the one seat sat in right in the sun. And
oh,
he was
God.
Just, like, dripping. But it was just so much fun. Only recovered on Tuesday, though.
Lovely stuff. And she had a McDonald's on the way home, guys. Oh, my God. I also wanted to say, I went into Brandy Melville the other day. Mm. Also, guys, the girls that work in there are just so pretty and cute, aren't they?
Mm.
And I was checking out, and then the sweet girl behind the desk was like, oh, my God. She was like, Sophie was in here just earlier.
Long
girl.
Like,
yeah,
so
and
cute.
I was like, oh, what? And
that
she
day?
Was like, no, she was like, no, the other day, because I was like, you were away. And I was like, she's lied to me. She's gone. I was like, she's pretending she's
gone
to
Barcelona.
You've got
me all by my friends.
Yeah. I know you've turned your Find My Friends.
I
off.
Have not done
guys,
that.
Guys, she's being shady. She's
guys,
hiding.
She keeps saying
I've got
to
Jamie
me.
On it though, so it's fine.
She like, messages me. She's like, have you turned your Find My Friends off? Like, I don't even know how to work it. Like, what are you talking about? I'll actually say something. My dad's in Tarifa right now. I read the girl's name out because my dad sat on like a roof terrace and a girl was listening to our podcast.
What,
she was
at
called,
the time? Oh my God, how sweet.
Yeah, my dad met her. She was called Poppy. Apparently very sweet, and she was listening. She found it very funny when you whacked your head open with those.
Toby sent that to me every hour of today. Like, this is still making me laugh. I'm like,
oh, it's too good. It's also my reaction.
It's also
I'm
why
so
am
unfazed.
I so cocky at the beginning?
I'm like, so unfazed. Well, I'm literally like,
you're like, I'm like, you're so sympathetic.
Right, okay, guys, we need to rate the Kronas. I say 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah, I've gone down swimmingly. That huh?
Swimmingly. Love you.
Bye, guys. Love you.